Kondo, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King Soap present for your enjoyment, Chandu, the magician. Have you sent for the Assyrian money changer, Chandu's mysterious and amazing trick that changes pennies into dimes? If you want to be a magician like Chandu, then act quickly, for this is your last chance, your very last chance, to get the Assyrian money changer for just 25 cents and a White King soap box top. Send that White King soap box top with a quarter to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, and receive your magic trick by return mail. What fun you'll have saying, "See this penny? I lay the penny on the table. Now I cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So coot, I say. Then remove the block. Now the penny's gone. In its place is a silver dime." Start your collection of magic tricks right now with the Assyrian money changer. It's so easy a child can do it, but so clever it is very hard to detect. Act quickly, because Chandu must end his magic trick offer Friday, November 19th. Just send 25 cents in coin and a White King soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Be sure to print your name and address plainly. At the gypsy camp in the wooded Balkan mountains, young Nicholas Karowitz, formerly the crown prince, secretly tells Frank Chandler of an ominous quarrel between Foreign Minister Jan Metsos, head of the present regime, and the strange Russian who calls himself Prince Dmitri. Both have received orders from the powerful, unknown figure Chandler is risking his life to defeat. Meanwhile, in her brightly painted gypsy wagon, an old woman reads the future for Betty Regent. Bob listens horrified to a prediction that Betty is to fall under the curse of Mulga, an ancient oriental spell of black magic. For the first time, he senses his own danger, knowing now what Dmitri meant when he mockingly insisted that Bob and Betty must be his friends. And outside the wagon at the campfire, a strange gypsy sings a fiery, menacing song and then swiftly disappears among the dark pines. Chandu, the magician.
Who was this strange one? Where is he? The man.
No. No, you won't find him around here. He's on his way back to the mountain.
We have many men, Chandu. We will follow him and bring him back to the fire. He will sing a different song when our knives are at his throat. Vid Bratri!
No, you and I'll follow him alone, Lupu. He must be one of Estaban's men.
But then Estaban knows you're going up there, Frank. Oh, you can't go now.
I've got to, Dot.
Oh, you'll be killed.
Well, that song might not have been intended just for me. It could have meant the whole camp.
Oh, it was too, Uncle Frank. Blanca said so.
Blanca is a wise woman, Chandu. She knows.
She sure does. She wants to tell you something, Uncle Frank.
Not now, Bob. Lupo and I must be on our way. Warning or no warning.
Blanca knew when the camp was made that this was a bad clearing. She said the signs were bad.
She was right. It's too close to the mountain trail. No wonder Estaban was suspicious.
Oh, we should have stayed at the castle after all.
And miss all this?
No, Pani. This camp is for only one night. Tomorrow you will be in the Valley of the Diablo, far from this place.
I'll see you there, Dot.
It is a warm valley, even in winter when the snow lies deep. Many small pools of hot water boil up from deep in the earth. Men call them the Devil's Necklace.
Hey, that ought to be solid. We can go swimming.
Listen, Bob.
Oh, it's the Stabens gypsies.
It's coming from right over our heads.
Oh, we can't be that close to the mountain.
No, Chandu. But you see this, how do you say, cliff behind us? It goes off for 1,000 feet.
Yeah?
And at the top is a small flat place where men may look down into this valley.
How do you know, Lupu?
I thought nobody ever went near a Stabens place up there.
I have not gone there, Pan, but I have walked in these mountains when I was a child.
We're wasting time, Lupu. That fellow will be too far ahead of us.
Well, if it's as easy as all that to get up to that mountain, how come they keep saying nobody can find the way?
I told you what I think, Bob. Nobody really wants to find it. Come on, Lupu.
Wait, Frank. Come over here for a moment.
Lupu, who do you think a Stabin is? Uncle Frank doesn't think he's a gypsy at all.
What is it, Dot?
Tell me what to do if the Stabin men raid the camp tonight.
Oh, I don't think they will, Dot. That fellow had a good look around while he was singing. We could see it was just an ordinary gypsy camp.
Yeah, but what if they do come?
Do nothing. You saw how they went about it the other day in Lubova. They're terrorists. If they come, it'll only be to frighten these people into moving on.
Oh, I wish we hadn't come up here.
Dot, I wouldn't leave you and Betty here if I thought anything would happen to you.
Well, no, but...
Just don't let Bob get any ideas and start a fight if they do come. Well, I must go, Dot. We'll be all night on the way to the mountain, the best we can do.
All right, Frank. Oh, useless to say be careful. But don't take any chances, will you?
Not a chance. All right, Lupu, let's go. We can rest a few minutes, Lupu. Well, we made good time.
He does not know we follow on his heels like wolves. Vidjandu?
I hope not. We don't want to get too close to him either. You know, it seems to me if we follow this ravine, we'll come out at about the point of the scimitar on the mountain.
Anno, anno. When I'm an old man, my grandchildren shall hear the story of how we came alone to the evil mountain.
By that time, I hope the story of a Stabin will be forgotten, like a bad dream.
Nikti, what have you thought what we will do if we shall meet a Stabin himself?
Well, that'll depend on who he turns out to be.
If he is the man who killed my brother...
Let's get this straight now, Lupu. This is no time for personal feuds, and there's a law to deal with murderers.
Law? You say Jan Metzos is protecting a Stabin. What does he think of law?
You're not to kill a Stabin.
I have followed a murderer over the earth for many years. If he is a Stabin,
Lupu, when you joined the Brotherhood, you swore to put its work before anything else, as we all do.
Anno, Chandu, but...
It's not easy. I know that myself.
Gebats, you are not like me, with hate burning in your heart like a white flame.
That's true. I've learned better.
If I had learned the secrets of the East like you, I would have killed the black-hearted one with magic long ago.
Oh, no, you wouldn't. Well, the power would be gone. Lupu, I want your word that you won't kill a Stabin if he is the man. Or you'll turn back now.
I can only tell you this, Chandu. If I look into his face, I will try to remember my oath. Do not send me back.
All right. We'll let it go at that. Let's go on now.
Chandu, is it true you can look into a crystal and see even more than the wisest gypsy?
I don't know about that, Lupu. Some of them know the ancient secrets, too. It's true that...
What is that? Esteban?
No. It's a message for me. Perhaps from my teacher in India.
But you cannot hear it, Chandu. You have not brought the crystal.
I have only to stretch out my hand. It is here.
Aye, it is beyond thinking. I will go away where I cannot hear.
No, you needn't, Lupu. Look into the crystal with me, if you like.
There is a light in it. And now, it is like a picture. Chandu, you know where that room can be?
It's in the home of a friend of mine in Cairo. See? There she is.
But she is with Dimitri. See his white face like the belly of a snake. But why should he be in Cairo?
That's what I'd like to know. Nicholas said Dimitri was going into hiding, but surely... If I can only hear what they say.
Now I know you have dared to invoke the curse of Mulga upon him and upon his sister and her children.
Do you understand this, Chandu?
Let me hear them.
Then you know he will be well advised to give up his interference and return to America.
What is it to you whether he goes or stays?
How I'll know at last?
You are naive, Najee. You should know better than anyone living that I make use of black magic only to serve another purpose.
What purpose? This time?
This time?
Your friend, Mr. Chandler, is too close to the truth.
Ah, good, good, Chandu.
That is why I have come to you, Najee.
Tell me what you want of me.
Only to persuade him to remove his meddling fingers from bulk affairs.
Yes, that would suit him very well.
You believe I would do this? Even if he were meddling, as you say?
Écoute, there are important events shaping themselves. I do not arrange them. But I have instructions to dispose of Mr. Chandler.
But whose instructions? That's what I want to know.
Your evil power has failed. He is too strong.
Pardon, too. It only takes longer than I had expected. Madame Regent, for instance.
She does not find you as fascinating as the other women have me.
You need not smile. In time, I could succeed as I already...
Good. Dorothy is stronger than she knows.
But the time is growing short. For the moment, I must not appear openly in that country. So you will do as I ask you, Najee.
I do not fear your threats.
But you do not wish Chandler to learn a certain secret.
Stop! Dmitri!
How can Dmitri know that?
You will persuade him to leave the Balkans, where I will find a way to tell him the truth so he cannot fail to...
No, Dmitri, no!
Najee!
The small picture is gone, Chandu. The light has gone from the crystal.
Yes, Lupu. You see, it's easy to break off.
Don't come! Aye, forest fire!
Lupu, we've come farther than we thought. This must be the beginning of the hidden trail.
Yeah, it was only a gypsy camp, but I was followed.
I thought he must know it.
Look up the hill, Chandu.
Yes, the path goes on up between these boulders. We're in a bad spot if they should rush us. Listen.
Why were you left here alone? Now we must move the heavy stone between us. Now, Andre.
They are uncovering the entrance to a cave.
No, they're going to roll a stone down on us. Lupu, over here.
But we are trapped here. Where can we go, Chandu?
Had better hurry. Yes, indeed, you had better hurry if you want to get the first of Chandu's magic tricks. Chandu calls it the Assyrian money changer. It changes pennies into dimes. And there are only 3 more days in which to get it for 25 cents and a White King box top. This trick is fake. Listen. You lay a penny on the table. Cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So coot, you say. Then remove the block. Now the penny's gone, and you see a bright, shining silver dime. This magic trick is so simple, yet so clever you can do it again and again and again. Your friends will never catch on. But remember, you had better send today if you want to get Chandu's Assyrian money changer. Just mail 25 cents in coin and the top from a box of White King soap to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, California. That's Chandu, Los Angeles 21. And remember, nothing washes like soap. There is no soap like White King. You'll love White King. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.